two words you don't want to hear in a sentence together. Measles and Disneyland. That's where the new vaccine debate started, but who knows where it'll end.
I was reading a local paper recently and something caught my eye. Marquette Elementary School, where my kid goes, has a 13.8% non-vaccination rate. 13.8. That's a lot of unvaccinated kids.
Charles Monroe Kane is one of our producers. The measles outbreak that started in Disneyland and has so far spread to 17 states seemed kind of far away to him until he realized that some of his own neighbors aren't vaccinating their kids. Turns out he's living in a cluster of anti-vaxxers.
We're sitting in her living room. One kid's banging a plastic top on my leg. Another one's playing a video game in a different room. And the youngest, he's peering down at us from a stairwell. The oldest boy is vaccinated. The middle child is partially vaccinated. And the youngest boy, he is not vaccinated at all.
6, 4, and 19 months.
Yeah, you're just worried about getting sleep. I would assume you're more worried about the vaccination.
Oh, sleep. What's
you
that?
You remember it? Don't think about it. It's just going to make you upset. Don't even think about it.
I think I might remember what that was.
We aged so much in those beginning years. Wow. There are measles in Michigan, Chicago, and in Minnesota. Will you feel differently about your decision if Dane County has a case of measles?
I actually looked at this. Mm-hmm. The year that he was born, there was a measles case in Madison. And I think I remember hearing about it like one time, and that was it. It was the one case, and then it was done. And I'm not too worried about it.
Like, you won't immediately get your kids vaccinated if you hear there's measles in Dane County?
No, no. But no, I wouldn't run out and vaccinate. I don't like to do things quite on a whim like that.
So if there is an outbreak, then your children would be more vulnerable, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. I never dispute that. I don't think I'd be especially afraid of it, though, because it's very low chance that they'll have any type of severe reaction. They'll be a bit miserable for a few days, and then they'll have immunity to it, and then they won't have to worry about it anymore. I'm not going to ever purposely expose them to anything. So no measles parties here.
No parties to intentionally spread measles for immunity at her house. But with a 13.8% non-vaccination rate at my kid's school, there might be an unplanned measles party, like it or not. I called up Sally Zerbel-Donish to find out what might happen if there's an outbreak. She's the director of health services for the Madison Metropolitan School District. I was wondering what Marquette Elementary would do if measles showed up. I asked her if she had a plan.
We definitely do have a plan, and, you know, we've sent letters out. Families are aware that, let's say at Marquette, there is a student who has measles. So students who are not properly immunized would be excluded from school.
What's your worst-case scenario for the school district? Say for Marquette, what would be a worst-case scenario for you?
Well, I think the worst-case scenario would be that you would have measles that would spread, and it might spread to teachers, and, you know, you wouldn't have enough teachers to teach. And, I mean, I think that would be, you know, the situation where you might have to think about closing a school.
What Sally said really surprised me. My children are immunized, and I figured that meant that measles or any other disease you can vaccinate against wouldn't keep them out of school.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Hey, you guys
want to
run
nice
around?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Glad to have you.
Hello.
Maria Ruiz lives less than a block away from my house. Her kids play with my kids. She's also an ER doctor at one of the local hospitals. She told me that the vaccination question also affects the ER more than you'd think. When a child who hasn't been vaccinated comes into the ER for anything, they get a battery of tests other kids don't get. And they stay in the hospital longer for observation, too. But Maria says she can understand why some parents are worried about vaccinations.
You know, I'm a mom, so I get paranoid about things too. Like, is this Tylenol I'm going to give my child? Is it going to be tainted? You know, I have those fears too, just like a mom. But I don't want to ostracize or alienate those people. So I never really thought of it as, oh, those people are putting my child at risk or they're bringing disease into the schools. I never really thought of it that way. You know, my child is really healthy. She's fully immunized. I feel like it's my responsibility to my community. We do this as a community. This is a community thing.
After talking to Maria, I walked around the neighborhood thinking about this idea of the community, of immunization as some kind of altruism.
Hello.
Hey, Charles.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Enter Happy Bambino. Good. It's a store for pregnant women and new mothers. They teach classes on breastfeeding and baby yoga. And if you have to buy your sister an environmentally friendly baby shower gift, Happy Bambino is the place. But its owners caused quite a stir recently when they posted a new store policy about the vaccine that includes measles, which is called MMR. Kids who are old enough to be vaccinated for measles and haven't been, they won't be welcome at Happy Bambino if there's a measles outbreak in Madison or in any of its neighboring communities. That goes for the siblings of unvaccinated children as well. Allison Dodge is one of the owners of Happy Bambino.
So, as you know, there's been measles outbreaks as close as Chicago, and there was a suspected case up in Stevens Point, a couple cases. And we started getting calls and emails from concerned parents wondering, you know, my kids are registered for classes there. You know, what if measles comes to Madison? What are you going to do? There are many, many infants, you know, under the age of 12 to 18 months, which is when you can first start to vaccinate for MMR, coming here every week. And measles is extremely contagious, and it can sort of stay in the air and on surfaces for several hours. So you imagine a class of, you know, kids in one of the rooms playing, and somebody's got measles, and then, you know, right after that, a group of babies comes into the room. There's a really high risk for, you know, transmitting the disease to, you know, a baby, and babies don't have fully developed immune systems, and, you know, it's dangerous.
It seems interesting to me, your philosophy here, mm-hmm. It's pretty radical and very empowering for women and for medical choices. And certainly that's the same type of demographic of person who isn't the person that vaccinates.
Right.
It was surprising, I think, to some people that you would take the stance in favor of the medical establishment on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really about siding with anybody. It was just about babies. Like, really, it's just about kids that we don't want them to get measles. They could get sick, they could die, they could go deaf. It's, you know, I feel a big responsibility to protect everybody that comes here, and that's a huge group of vulnerable, you know, community members.
Okay, so that's how Happy Bambino would handle a measles outbreak in my community. We know how the school would handle it. But are anti-vax parents ready? Here's another local mom who's got a toddler and is pregnant with her second child. The vaccination debate is very contentious in my neighborhood, so she asked me not to use her name.
The measles don't scare me. I think historically the measles, definitely a lot of people died, but it was back in the time, if you look at the history of the disease, it was during the time when there was no sanitation and people just barely had anything to eat. So there's measles outbreaks in the Amish communities. There's measles outbreaks every year all over where people don't die. So it's not a death sentence. Yes, my daughter would get very sick. It would be a rough couple weeks, but I have, like, absolute faith that she'd get through it.
The plan, like with most of the anti-vaxxers, is to let their kids get sick and develop immunity by fighting off the disease. And I want to be clear here. Most of the moms I spoke with aren't just rejecting the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. Most don't give their children any of the vaccines. Not diphtheria, not tetanus, not even polio. And most of them told me, if there was a polio outbreak, they still wouldn't vaccinate their children. As one mom put it, they'd just ride out the storm. Even though the recent measles outbreak at Disneyland has spurred a national uproar, anti-vaxxers do not seem to be changing their minds.
I'm not swayed by that stuff because I've done so much research, because I feel very educated. And I feel like the media feeds into the fears of people that don't know. Most of the people I talk to who vaccinate and have a problem with me not vaccinating, they don't know what's in their vaccines. Their doctors don't tell them what's in the vaccines. They don't want to know what the risks are. They've never read the inserts. They have no idea. So to me, that's making a choice based on what everyone else is doing, what somebody is telling them to do, and what their fears are, but it's uninformed. And that's all I want, is like for people to make an informed choice. Like that's, and I think that's what a lot of anti-vaxxers want, is be informed.
With national attention on the vaccination question these days, are people really getting informed? You know, I've started to think that the debate could really be doing more harm than good. Like I said earlier, a lot of the moms I talked to didn't want me to use their names. They know that some of our neighbors are really upset that there are so many kids in the school district that aren't vaccinated. You know, I've seen friendships fall apart over this. Kids have been kicked out of playgroups. So many anti-vaxxers have just stopped talking about this altogether. As an anti-vaxxer friend told me, talking about not vaccinating would, quote, ruin my family. It's not worth throwing ourselves into that pit of hate and judgment. If anti-vaxxers feel they can't talk about their choices, how is the community going to deal with the fact that nearly 14% of our children are unvaccinated? Can anything sway them? Well, maybe one thing can. Hi, sweetie. How are you? Hello, everybody. Can you show this microphone one of your little scars?
Scar? Chicken vax.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Can you tell the microphone what that is?
A chicken pox scar.
Was it yucky when you had it?
Yeah. There's a duck that has a chicken pox.
Oh no, the duck had chicken pox too? Did he suffer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ducky. Did you take care of him? Were you a good mommy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My neighbor and her husband cherry-picked their children's vaccinations. They opted out of the chickenpox shot. Then, Dad got a severe case of shingles, which is related to chickenpox, and it's also contagious.
And ironically, I was talking about how, yeah, they're not vaccinated, we haven't seen any signs of it, it's been a few weeks, and somebody walked into the kitchen and said, so about your kids not having chickenpox, have you looked at your daughter? And sure enough, she comes in and she has spots on her. And then that following week was sheer hell because one child had it very mildly. She sort of sailed in and out and was done. And then the other child was miserable. He got walloped and he was not sleeping at night and he was itchy and he was uncomfortable and he was kind of crazy in his own skin. And yeah, it was quite an experience because now we had two sick kids and a sick adult in the house.
So you look back at this, you have one child with mild chickenpox, one child with serious chickenpox,
yeah.
A husband with shingles who dealt with that for months.
Right.
Do you regret not getting your vaccination? I mean,
I never expected these conditions. I thought, okay, kids and chickenpox, we've been, this is a rite of parenting passage, mm-hmm. really. You go through this. I just never expected it to be, I don't know, in the middle of the state budget starting and I'm deep in my work mode and I have a husband who's completely laid out and, you know, trying to deal with his own pain and then I have two kids who suddenly fall sick. And so at one point I found myself just telling people, I probably would tell my friends, just get the damn vaccine. Don't put yourself through this.
After this experience, she's now planning on getting both of her children caught up in all their immunizations. But she hasn't started a domino effect. In fact, some parents in the neighborhood thanked her for giving their children chickenpox. One even passed it on to others at a chickenpox party.
Senior producer Charles Monroe Kane brought us that story. Charles, these neighbors who are deciding not to vaccinate their kids, do they fit the stereotype of the radical left, long-haired hippies?
No, not at all. The people you heard have PhDs. One of the people you heard has a PhD in biology. They just don't trust medicine on this issue.
You said you were surprised to discover how many anti-vaxxer parents there are in your neighborhood. So how did these numbers compare to the rest of the country?
Oh, it's super high. So we're at 13.8% Marquette Elementary School. The state of Oregon, which has the highest non-vaccination rate
in the country,
the whole state, has 7.1%. So we're at 13.8%.
So if there was an outbreak of something more serious in your neighborhood, measles, mumps, something worse, what do you think would change? I mean, what would the reaction in your neighborhood be like?
You know, I want to say everybody will come together and we'll work it out, but I can't say that. I mean, I'll be honest. When I put this up, when I started this piece, I put up a piece on Facebook saying, hey, some of you guys aren't anti-vaxxing. Why don't you give me a call? I'm going to have you on a radio piece, not thinking what a controversy it was. And people on Facebook were like saying the F word to each other. These are all my neighbors who know each other. I can't believe you would reply, or who do you think you are risking my grandchildren or my children? Just that.
What I still don't understand, you said your neighbors are well-educated. They like science. Some of them have advanced degrees in the sciences. They go to doctors, not faith healers. Why? What do they have against vaccines?
The common narrative I heard from the people in my neighborhood was this. my first birth experience was a terrible experience. It was medicalized. I got an epidural too early. I had to lie on my back. My doctor gave me a lot of advice I didn't agree with. And it was just a negative, over-medicalized experience. Then, their second kid, they have them at home, okay? They have the second kid at home with a midwife. It's a great experience. It's not over-medicalized. And it doesn't take a genius for them to sit back and compare these two experiences and say, medicine's at fault for why I had a bad experience here. I don't trust medicine fully. So, why would I trust them 12 months later when they say I have to get a bunch of vaccines?
Thanks, Charles.
You're welcome.